welcome to Epic World Builder. My name is Mike Hewitt, and this is a podcast slash YouTube podcast, I guess is what you call it. So there is video and audio, but don't worry if you're listening to this with audio. I'm going to explain everything to the biggest detail. You shouldn't need it at all, but then you could also check us out on YouTube. This is a world-building podcast, and I am in the world of Dragonspire. So if you go to epicworldbuilder.com and you go to public campaigns, you should see Dragonspire at the top of the list. If you want to follow along, you can go in there and clone that world and take everything we've done and make it your own and change parts of it if you want without actually changing the original. So you can go ahead and do that, but I'm going to go actually in here, and we're in the world of Elderbrook. And not really the world of Elderbrook, but the city of Elderbrook. And this is a, you know, a D&D campaign for, you know, a couple of groups, a couple of people that I am DMing for. And going through it in this world, I'm looking at it right now in the city. I think where we left off last week was at the end of Elderbrook Cemetery. I'm actually... the easiest way to go in there is the Abyssal Sanctum level 2. I think that is where we left off. We did level 1, and now we're at the very end of level 2 and working our way through that. So we've went through and did everything on level 1, and yeah, here we are in level 2. I really have no clue where I'm going with this. So this is going to be a very interesting one thinking up through. And there's not a whole lot here. But I do want this to be a semi-big kind of ending for this to get to it. So right now, for you who can't see the map itself, you are going down a set of stairs, and then you go around, you go all down a long pathway that it looks to be almost 13 feet wide. You go down quite a ways, I would say probably 300 feet. Then you come down, and then you make a left-hand turn, and you go another 300 feet. But right there, there's a kind of T halfway down. So you can take a left, which takes you to a slight room with a gigantic chest full of coin there. But if they keep going down, well, they can go through the coin, and then they come back, keep going down. You take a left, and there's another. So it's kind of almost like a big U, and it takes you to a gigantic room that has a couple things in it. I just kind of put this in the video, but there is a gigantic, like, magic symbol in the ground that's red, almost like a summoning circle that glows. There's something in the corner, like a pyramid with skulls on it. There's a table that looks... I'm going to zoom in here. A table that looks like it has, I don't know, spikes. And then there's a skeleton of like a giant in there. So that is what we have. I built this, man, a couple of months ago. 3 or 4 months ago. I think at the beginning of June. So that was quite a while ago. I really had no plan of what I was doing with this at the time. But let me familiarize. I'm sorry, I've been doing other campaigns as well, so I hadn't been with this very much. I kind of like jumping in and just deciding what I'm going to be doing. We were back here, and coming down this path, I think I need to go one more back. I think the Mausoleum is where we were at. Mausoleum of Shadows. And then in the game, the Hidden Staircase conceals an eerie resting place. That sarcophagus. Here's the very end. The Elderbrook elite gather in the Abyssal Sanctum to conduct an arcane ritual and secret meetings, making the Mausoleum of Shadow a nexus between the world of the living and the ignamic depths of the mysterious cult. Only those who can decipher the Ebon riddle will be granted passage to the depths below. Okay, so we have an abyssal sanctum. The abyssal sanctum is the Elderbrook Elite. Now I'm going to go back to level 2. So I think what we need to do is, let's not worry about the chest right now. Let's figure out the end. And this might be 2 episodes, because I might get halfway through and think of some more stuff. Because I want this to be big. I think when we get here, nobody should be here. I mean, it's kind of weird that they would come down and see the elite right there. But, Okay, this box over here, it's not really a box. This pyramid maybe should have some names attached to it. I like the idea of having some names attached to it of the actual people that are a part of this cult. I like the idea of that giant. That giant skeleton having some stuff. But then I think we should actually have a summoning of that something here. I want to duplicate this. I'm going to go to public campaigns, and I'm going to go to monsters. What should we have inside that? What's a barbed devil, maybe? A barbed devil. How far on this? Armor class. What level is this? Level 5. That might be good enough. Okay, we're on to ChatGPT. I'm going to say, give me a description. Description of a D&D barbed devil that is pacing inside of a magic summoning circle that is trapped inside and very angry. Describe the barbed devil in detail. Okay. Let's see what it gave us. In the dimly lit chamber of the arcane laboratory, we'll change that. A sense of foreboding hangs heavy in the air at the center of the room within the meticulous drawings. Summon. Okay, let's go ahead. Let's come back here. I'm going to go edit. Let's grab all this because we might want to change it. Okay, so this should be. I'm going to put this in the regular stuff because we're actually going to make this page not viewable at all, only for GMs, because they shouldn't be able to find this place anyways. I'm going to call this A, B, C, D, E. E, summoning circle. And now we're kind of doing this a little bit backwards. Circle. And then let's go. In a dimly lit chamber of the arcane laboratory of the, what was this place called? Abyssal. In the dimly lit chamber at the end of the abyssal sanctum. A sense of foreboding hangs heavy in the air at the center, in the corner of the room, within the meticulously drawn summoning circle, edged with intricate ruin, intricate ruins and glyphs, kind of stands a barbed devil. Its infernal form is chilling spectacle to behold. The barbed devil is a nightmarish entity, standing at the height of about 6 feet. Its skin is sickly, a molted shade of reddish brown, wearing a texture of coarse weathered leather. Jagged obsidian black spikes jut out meticulously from its hunchback and shoulders, forming a grotesque mantle of cruelty. These wicked spines continue down the muscular arms, which end it in clawed, three-fingered hands that eagerly scrape at the invisible barrier of the magic summoning circle. The devil's face is a grotesque mask of malevolence. Its eyes blazing like twin orbs of smoldering coals, glaring at the sheathing hatred from deep set sockets, accentuated by a pair of cruelly arched ebony eyebrows. A sinister grin revealing a row of razor sharp, serrated teeth, split its lips, each tooth capable of inflicting grievous wounds. Above its twisted mouth, a hook, there's just a lot of adjectives. A hooked, nose protrudes, completing its grotesque facial features. The barbed devil's chest and torso are powerfully built, with veins of molten lava like energy pulsing beneath its taut reddish skin. I don't know if we need this much detailed. A series of thick tails snake out from his... I'm going to get rid of that whole sentence. Its legs are muscular and bent backwards at the knees, giving it an unsettled predatory gaunt. Clawed feet equipped with wickedly sharp talons tap impatiently on the floor, leaving shallow gouges in the wake as the devil paces restlessly within the confines of the summoning circle. The barbed devil's angry is palpable. Every muscle... As it paces back and forth, the barbed devil's eyes never leave its captor. Your gaze. They never leave your sight. No, never. Never stop looking at you. Its expression of hatred, desperation, and burning desire for vengeance against those who dared to summon the imprisoned in within. Okay. Okay. I think that's good. I don't know if we need any more. I'm going to have it when you we need something about I'm going to leave that giant skeleton, like a literally a giant skeleton, up to mystery. Describe the skeleton of a giant that is almost embedded into the ground. Describe the skeleton of a giant that is almost embedded in the ground and give it a lot of mystery. Mystery. Let's see what we get here. Okay. Make the skeleton in the dungeon of, what is this called again? In the dungeon of Abyssal Sanctum. Okay, and we probably should have said make it shorter. Deep within the Abyssal Sanctum dungeon, a giant skeletal remains are a haunting spectacle. Obsidian black bones emit an eerie... Ooh, that's... I kind of like that. I'm going to edit. Okay, so this is... We're going to say this is... This is really... B... Skeleton of a giant. Deeper than, you see a... Of a giant... embedded in the ground, and it is a haunting spectacle. Obsidian black bones emit an eerie, faint glow, casting chilling shadows. The skull, adorned with a malevolent runes, loom ominously. Its gaping maw filled with a razor-sharp fangs. I don't need that. I don't want it. It doesn't need fangs or anything. Sinister flora thrive within the ribcage. Huh, okay. Whispering of souls devoured. The skeletal arms extend... Maleficently, clawing fingers posed and ensnare to ensnare intruders. Legend shrouds this giant as a guardian of the forbidden secrets and the cruel sentinels, drawing adventurers even deeper into the abyss. Within this chamber, dark rituals are performed as cultists seek to unlock the ancient horrors it guards, risking their souls in pursuit of unimaginable power of succumbing to unfathomable darkness. Okay. That's interesting. Now we need something about the table. It's just a weird table. Describe a giant table with spikes in this dungeon room. In the corner of this dungeon room. Make it shorter. Okay. At the heart of the... I'm going to just go ahead and copy this over. Okay, so I think B... This should be C. C. A giant... spiked table. Okay, at the heart of the dungeon's chamber lies an immense table crafted from decaying wood and edged with sinister ruins. This monstrous table, bearing the scars of dark rituals, is an unsettling sight. One corner of the table boasts a menacing iron spike encrusted with dried blood and foul substance, invoking a sense of dread. Chains dangled from the corners, hinting of its grim purpose. The room's malevolent atmosphere suggests that this table has borne witness to unspeakable horrors, leaving an inevitable mark on its chamber's history. Chains dangled. Okay, okay, I'm going to put it right here. The table is covered with small iron spikes. That are encrusted with dried blood and foul substances, evoking a sense of dread. I like that. Okay. I think right now we have A over here and B. A is the chest in the other room, and B is this pyramid. Okay. Let's think. I want to start with this pyramid. I want the pyramid to give them something of... Okay. What I'm thinking here is... I know I paused a little bit. I would like this pyramid to be closed, but as soon as they get close to it, it, like, magically opens and... maybe has something inside, but as the three, it's like a pyramid of three, and as it opens up, I want names to be, like, magically floating. See what I'm saying? And with not a lot of, we know some bad things are happening here, and maybe the barbed devil will say, you know, a little bit, but those three names, that'll give them something they can track down later, and we'll just give more mystery to it. Okay, we're back to describing. Describe a weird pyramid. Pyramid. I have no idea how to spell pyramid. Okay. That has three sides and is the size of a table. Okay. It is magical. Did I already put that in there? It is magical. and is at the and is in the last room of a dungeon. At the base in all three corners, all three bottom corners, at the base of all three, I want there to be skulls. When a player steps within 15 feet, I want the sides, I want all three sides to open up, and show the insides of the pyramid. Okay, this is me. Is a pyramid okay. What? Oh no. I typed Google wrong. Okay. Can a pyramid have three sides? See, Google's always listening. Egyptian pyramid actually have four triangles. Yep. Whereas a three-sided pyramid shape is called a tetrahedron. Oh. Proper name for... you know what? But it can be a pyramid. There you go. We always learn. The inside of the pyramid. When the pyramid opens, I want three names to be floating in magical ink. Yeah. Let's see what I can do with that. I know what I want. In magical bright red ink. Floating in the air. In magical ink. And also inside, what kind of item? Laying inside the pyramid in the center is a black orb. Okay, that's a lot. Let's see what it can do with that. Okay. Go over here. This right here should be... this is D. The skull. My kid just probably died in a video game. In the dimly lit final chamber, man, they love final chamber of the dungeon, a particular hold on. in the dimly lit final chamber of the dungeon. So many adjectives. A pyramid sits upon a stone pedestal in the corner. In the corner of the room. This oddity stands no taller than a table, its sides forming a perfect equilateral triangle. Each side of the pyramid is covered in mysterious arcane symbols that shimmer with an otherworldly ethereal glow. At the base of the pyramid, in each of the three bottom corners, ancient withered skulls rest, their empty eye sockets seeming to follow the movements of those who entered the room. These skulls are marked with strange carvings, hinting at their role in the pyramid's enigmatic purpose. As the player approaches within 15 feet of the pyramid, a ripple of magic courses through the air, causing all three sides of the pyramid to silently and gracefully unfold. Exactly what I wanted, revealing the inner sanctum of the mysterious artifact. In a blaze of magical red ink, three names materialize, hovering in mid-air above the pyramid. Their characters dancing in arcane energy. The names written in a language known only to those attuned to ancient mysterious mysteries hold an aura of significance and power. They seem to beckon as if demanding attention and recognition from those who dare to venture into the chamber. Nestled within the center of the pyramid, an object of profound intrigue awaits discovery. It is a perfectly spherical jet-black orb, its surface as dark as the abyss. Yet it seems to pulse with an eerie interlight. The orb radiates an aura of enchantment and beckons those who gaze upon it to unlock the secrets of the harbor, promising untold knowledge and untamed magic to those who dare to reach out and claim it. The mysterious pyramid with its cryptic inscriptions, floating names, and enigmatic black orb stand as a final within the dungeon's depth, a test of wit and courage. Its secrets, we don't need this last sentence at all. But I like the rest of that. And honestly, I want to give them a bunch of gold. Let's see. This has 5,000 gold in it. And real quick, I'm going to go to generators. We're going to go to trinkets. I wonder, do I have some? I'm sorry, I'm going... I just got quiet. Trinket generator. I'm going to the trinket generator and read stuff. You know what? I'm going to fill this later. I was going to think about what I'm going to do with this chest, but you know what? I don't think I'm going to make a whole bunch of craziness here. And some magic items. And I might just pull that from a random list. But I like that now. So I'm going to put a bunch of pins. I'm going to pull this up in a different one. And I don't know why that put there. I'm going to add a pin here. This is a treasure safe. Okay. We're going to put a pin here. This is a giant skeleton, a skeleton of a giant. We're going to put a pin here. I'm copying over this stuff. So this is just, you've seen this, all these things, you know. Put this here. Add pin. There's the skull pyramids, and last not least, the summoning circle. Right there. Okay. I think we have this fleshed out. In the next episode, I want to do something with those three names, and maybe where to go next. We have those three names. We have that black orb. We maybe have something to do with the skeleton, but I kind of want to leave that skeleton as just a weird thing, right? There's this, because these are five feet square. So this is 15 feet by 20. That skeleton is huge. And then maybe something stuff for the devil to say to them. But then really, do we take it the next step is where I want to go next. With this all saved, I'm wondering if we don't have to do all of this, but maybe we go outside of this city and maybe make some countryside and maybe make some other things around and not just be stuck in this small town. It might be time to move outside of it. But that'll be on the next episode. Once again, I want to thank you all. We've gotten some new listeners, some new viewers, all kinds of stuff everywhere. Check out epicworldbuilder.com. We do have a new map maker. If you want to see, it's right here underneath this map maker advanced. And this is, it is beta. So we're actually looking for people to help. But coming to the map, I can show you a little bit here. This is a map I created this weekend, and give it a second. But you can see there's trees, there's land, there's water, and all of the actual layers here. And I created some road, which is a little bit of, you know, opaque so that you can see the stuff behind it. When you come to stamps, you have all these new stamps. We're getting 20 new stamps a week from a new artist and doing all kinds of stuff. It's been a blast kind of messing around with it. And even stuff like, we have these smoke, you know, coming out, and it's just been a blast. And we really want people to kind of come in and test it out and, you know, check it out and tell us kind of what's working, what's not working. We're definitely in the beta phase, so we're definitely looking for people to help us with all of the stuff. So thank you very much. Thank you guys so much. Always keep building, and thank you for, helping me kind of go through this world. See you guys.